This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Protests continue in the U.S. and around the world against racism and police brutality. In the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., thousands of protesters once again streamed into the city as well as other major U.S. cities. On Saturday's demonstrations come the same day George Floyd, the man at the center of the latest outrage, was remembered in his North Carolina hometown by mourners who waited hours for a glimpse of his golden coffin. Wearing masks and calling for police reform, protesters peacefully marched nationwide and on four other continents collectively. It may have been the largest one-day mobilization since Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police. Following frequent episodes of violence, the crowds in the U.S. have shifted to a calmer tenor in recent days. Tensions between the White House and Pentagon have stretched to a near breaking point over President Trump's threat to use the military against street protests triggered by George Floyd's death. Friction in this relationship historically is not unusual. However, in recent days and for the second time in Mr. Trump's term, it has raised the prospect of high-level resignations and the risk of lasting damage to the military's reputation. Call may return, both in the crisis over Floyd's death and the Pentagon leaders' angst over Mr. Trump's threats to use federal troops to put down protesters. But it could also leave a residue of resentment and unease about the president's approach to the military, whose leaders welcome his push for bigger budgets, but chafe at being seen as political tools. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler on Saturday ordered the city's police to stop using a common type of tear gas except as a last resort in life-threatening situations, making it one of several cities that have started restricting law enforcement tactics in response to widespread protests over the killing of George Floyd. Wheeler said that he shares community concerns about the use of CS gas, especially during a respiratory pandemic. Critics have called on the Portland Police Bureau to permanently ban the use of CS gas on protesters. The world is quickly approaching another COVID-19 milestone, being just shy of 400,000 confirmed deaths from the virus. The U.S. still has the highest number of deaths at nearly 110,000. The number of global infections is more than 6.8 million. The U.S. has more than 1.9 million cases globally. In the U.S., but the global health leaders are raising concern about how quickly Brazil has overtaken other countries and now sits at number two for the number of infections and number three in deaths. The city council in Las Cruces, New Mexico, has moved to ditch a proposal to impose misdemeanor penalties of people not wearing face masks inside businesses during the coronavirus outbreak. The council has decided to instead hold a meeting on Monday to consider a resolution that would only encourage people to wear face coverings as a way to curb the spread of the virus. City officials say in a statement that the council prefers voluntary compliance over enforcement and does not want the effort to be punitive. New Mexico state officials reported 129 additional COVID-19 cases Saturday, with five more deaths. Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar has backed a ceasefire in Libya starting Monday after Egypt's president announced the move after talks in Cairo. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi met the General Haftar and the head of the Libyan House of Representatives and called for a ceasefire beginning Monday, June 8th. Egypt's initiative is based on the respect of all international resolutions and calls for a ceasefire beginning Monday at 6 a.m. local time, in addition to the withdrawal of all foreign mercenaries from the entire country and the dismantling of all militias to allow the Libyan army and the security forces to exert control. Haftar spoke at a news conference and says he backed the Egypt ceasefire call and urged the Egyptian president to use his influence to oblige Turkey to withdraw mercenaries it sent to Libya. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.